Let's talk a little bit about Planet X. There's a lot to talk with you about tonight, of course. And I've always been a Planet X out there somewhere believer, though I never believed that it would be coming around May 15th of last year, as some. Were you one of those who thought it would be around in May of 15th or so of last year?
Yes, I fell for that disinformation, admittedly. Sometime in spring or summer, I thought it was going to come. I didn't wake up to this fact until the fall of 2002, when my colleague, Professor James McKinney, told me that a popular disinformation site had fabricated pictures of Planet X that were taken with a large professional scope, not with a smaller telescope like they said they were. And they had some NASA server codes that were hidden on them. This is from a lady who claims that she speaks to aliens.
We know her.
See, when I first was exposed to the subject matter, I really wasn't familiar with all the intricacies of what was happening and why it was happening. So I simply took her at face value in the beginning and didn't understand her role as a disinformation agent attacking me and everyone else who had some of the same information, which was kind of odd, I thought, in the beginning. But then finally, after much listening to James, I didn't actually listened to him the first time he told me that this was her role. But now it's become very clear she simply made silly the subject, and that's why they started way back in 95, is to, you know, translate this huge site into a number of different languages and get people familiar with it such that they think the whole Planet X situation is on the fringe and silly and not worth paying attention to. And they said that the object was coming in from the opposite direction. So they have this little play act all set up with people already designated to attack her, but they're from the same side, all looking the wrong direction while they're paying very close attention in the opposite direction to what's coming up from the southern hemisphere.
Do you think you would have been better off had you not even mentioned a date at all? Simply talk about the data and the possibilities of a Planet X, but by telling people, I don't have a date. I don't know.
You know what? I've myself thought about that, and I cannot come up with an answer, so I think it may have been a wash one way or the other. So I'm not saying it is wrong. You know, I have a kind of a philosophy that everything kind of plays out perfectly. So I'm not faulting the campaign even to cover up this Planet X or anyone involved in it. I'm just aware of it and going forward.
Okay, you know, I've talked now to so many astronomers, and this is what I find fascinating about this whole subject, Mark. Even Philip Plait, the bad astronomer, who, you know, does what he does in terms of debunking people that he believes could be wrong, even he has admitted on this program that there could be another planet out there in the solar system. He just doesn't think it was going to come around on May 15th. As a matter of fact, he debated that person in question that you brought up. And I think the thing I find fascinating about these scientists, as things begin to be discovered, as we found out a few weeks ago with the planetoid Sedna, when they didn't think anything was out there, now they're beginning to find them. It's entirely possible that there is another planet out there, maybe more. And do you get to the point where you think real science will admit this, or do you still think that they are hiding this from us?
Well, it's not what I think. I do know there is an attempt to hide, and Phil Plait is the other part of the characters of this play act that is going on. He is in cahoots with the lady who says she talks with aliens to be the person who attacks her and me and James McKinney and several others. And he is simply a third or fourth tier scientist that they've hired on. NASA has hired him on as a consultant to debunk this whole idea.
Why debunk it? Why not just come forward and say, all right, there's another planet out there in the solar system. It comes around every 1,000-some years, maybe every 3,600 years, as Zachariah Sitchin reports. Why not just simply report that?
Well, I suppose, and I'm assuming this, but it seems like it's a logical assumption, that the decision was made several decades ago when they first found out that this thing was inbound and going to be here within a few decades, that to disclose what has happened in the past would possibly cause financial collapse and panic.